There's a marine heat wave going on in the Pacific Ocean, and it could supercharge an oncoming El Nino event, prompting State Senator Mike McGuire and a panel of experts to urge preparations for what could be a wild winter. McGuire kicked off an August 4th online town hall on a forecasted Super El Nino by saying climate scientists are raising the alarm bell about it. El Nino is a cyclical weather event that warms the eastern Pacific Ocean. This time around, it's coming on top of a marine heat wave, and that's why experts say odds favor development of a super El Nino. McGuire said there's a, quote, real potential for larger and more destructive winter storms, significant flooding events, ocean-based heat waves, which we're already starting to see off the Pacific, and enhanced summertime monsoonal moisture. Commenting on what makes this year's El Nino different, climate scientist Dr. Daniel Swain talked about the unprecedented ocean warmth and the accuracy of predictions made so far.
We've never seen ocean temperatures in the eastern tropical Pacific as warm as they are today in the region that matters for El Nino. And we expect that trajectory of ocean temperatures that are warmer in that region than we've seen before at different times of year to continue into the fall and winter. So when we say the potential for a record strength El Nino event, that is literally what we mean. We don't necessarily mean record rainfall in California or record high sea level, even though those things could occur. We're fundamentally talking about the warmth in the equatorial Pacific Ocean, and it really does look like we are headed for a rather extraordinary event, and arguably we are already there based on where we would typically be at this time of year. So we're sort of validating predictions, right? We're talking about how things were in the winter and spring. We thought we might be headed in this direction. Confidence grew up to the present. The real world has mostly gone according to predictions up through early August that were made as long ago as March. So the real world has cooperated, if you will, with those predictions thus far. If the real world continues to track those predictions, we will likely see an event that rivals or exceeds what we've seen historically.
Swain said he's, quote, fairly shocked, frankly, by the numbers that are coming out of these most recent predictions and observations, too, actually. The conditions could, quote, open the storm door in the winter through early spring months. And Swain said, quote, I personally have started to clear my calendar from January through March this coming year to be available if things get a little bit wild. Dr. Mark Merrifield, director of the Scripps Center for Climate Change Impacts and Adaptation, said the ingredients for a wild winter, like high sea level, are already in place, and others are shaping up.
As a sort of unlucky coincidence, the tidal cycle is also going to be at a peak around the end of this year. So tides tend to vary over long time periods, 18.6 years, 4.4 years. We're at the peaks of those cycles, and around the Christmas time, we'll be seeing some strong tides, or super tides, or king tides, that will superpose on this rising sea level and El Nino event to give us the high sea levels. The other thing that's fairly certain with El Ninos is that we're going to see high waves. It's not exactly clear where on the coast these will arrive, but usually the entire California coast sees these higher waves as the storm track is perturbed by the El Nino. So on top of the high sea levels, high waves will be coming this winter. That combination, high waves, high sea levels, high tides, and as Dr. Swain mentioned, high rainfall, will contribute to considerable coastal flooding, intrusion of salt water into the groundwater, and coastal erosion.
Answering an audience question about potential impacts in Humboldt County, former Humboldt weather anchor Mark Tamayo, now the chief meteorologist at KTVU Fox 2, related what could happen in the near future to what's happened in the past.
In 1982, 1983, kind of like it seems like the banner year of the impacts of El Nino. The North Coast, 161% of average. The Bay Area, 197% of average. The Central Coast, 207% of average. And Southern California, 210% of average. So keep in mind, to get average, that's a lot of rainfall. And when you're leaping over that by, say, the North Coast, 161% of average, that is a lot of rain. And of course, a lot of this depends on how the frequency of these storms in a small amount of time and just the impacts that could be doubling up with, say, with a 2 week span. You know, I mentioned 82, 83, 161% of average. 2015, 2016, it was 116% of average up on the North Coast. So you see this variability, and I wish, you know, we're so used to looking at our phone and getting an exact precise forecast of what's going to happen in my neighborhood tomorrow. It's hard to pinpoint exactly what's going to happen, but we just keep saying there's the potential, especially with what's developing right now, that there's an increased likelihood of above normal rainfall.
The panelists emphasized that at this point, only potential effects can be discussed, and the situation will be better assessed as forecasts continue into the late summer and fall months. Overhanging the discussion is human-caused climate change, and Swain said storms and higher sea levels are, quote, a glimpse into our warmer future. He added, quote, I think that's maybe the most constructive way to think about why having this conversation now is important, not just for this year, but for years to come. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.